Fade in. Exterior, a redwood forest. Twilight. Full moon rising between trees. Green city limit sign next to dark highway. Dissolve to. Sign. White block letters. Arcadia, California, population 16,179. Freeze frame. Superimpose. Episode 74. Third act.
That isn't real. Did you get Nico to help you? Or her?
What's recorded is what was said. What you've heard is what we spoke into reality. It's not fake.
Right. He wouldn't agree to that. He just wouldn't. It's about our family. Making it better. What people think of us. How they treat us. He wants us to matter. We should matter. We've been here almost as long as any of them. We've done so much for this town. We deserve to be taken seriously. All he wants is to get us what we're supposed to have in the first place. It's not even for him at all. It's for me and my kids. We're changing things. And it doesn't matter anyway, because it's not real. He doesn't even know you. He wouldn't talk to you like that. Like he's proud of you. He's playing you. He knows you can't do any of that shit that you said you could. He was just seeing how far you'd go. So we can go to her and make an actual bargain. Him and me, for our family. And he even got you on tape. So we have evidence. Yeah, I knew it. That's what's happening. You aren't even denying it. He's setting you up. You're one of them. They're all liars. I can't believe anything you say. It's fake. Come on. Don't just stand there. Try to convince me. Tell me my dad really did agree to disown me and adopt you. Say that it's all true and the recording is real, and you didn't put it together on a computer or with magic or something, and he honestly didn't have to even stop and think before he said he'd do it. Go ahead. Say it. Talk. I know you want to rub it in. Do it. Tell me how stupid you think I am. Go on. I know you do. All of you do. You think I'm an idiot who made a terrible bargain and isn't even smart enough to realize how bad he got screwed by it. I know what people are saying. I can hear them. They shut up when I'm around, but it's not like I don't know they hate me. I know I'm making them be my friends, okay? I know no one wants to be around me. But what the hell else am I supposed to do? Just stop? Then I'd have no one. Again. I have to keep doing it, or I'll go back to being no one. And my dad would... Stop looking at me like that!
Nico would.
Huh?
Nico would want to be around you.
Yeah, right.
You are not stupid.
What?
You bargain poorly, and act without considering the what or why of it. And you are frequently boring. But you are not stupid.
Uh-huh. Right. I'm a genius.
You are no longer in debt to him. He broke the bargain.
What are you talking about?
Your father.
Yeah?
He violated your agreement, so you are no longer bound by its terms.
What bargain? He's my dad. Not one of you. Them.
He's your dad. That is itself a contract, given reality in the name of it.
What?
Dad. Father. He took the title, wore it, and in doing so, agreed to fulfill the role it defined. A parent, here, is responsible for the care and well-being of their offspring. The care and well-being of the entirety of them, as they are.
What the fuck do you know about it? You don't even have parents.
I am also not stupid. I have watched parents who are, who fulfill the promise they made. I have seen Nico, the mothers, the way they speak to and about each other, the way they are, even when they believe themselves unobserved. I know what the name means.
Bullshit. Hey, where are you going?
Home.
I thought you were here to help me.
You refused.
You didn't do anything. You played me a bullshit tape and insulted me.
I gave you what was needed to choose fairly. You chose.
I didn't.
It is safer when one's will is determined by one's lord, not oneself.
Are you calling me a coward? Hey, answer me.
You needed to see the father in name, his nature. You have. What else is there to be done?
My dad loves me. He does. He's just... It's complicated, okay?
I know.
Can you... Could you maybe not leave?
Yes.
Shit, I didn't mean it like that. You don't have to. Shit, I was just asking. Forget it. Never mind.
Yes.
No, seriously, you
yes.
don't... Yes. Okay. Thanks.
Later in the day, Thursday, July 16th, 2009. I had thought he'd want to keep the words. They were proof of the breaking of the bargain. Not fixed and immutable as words rendered in the true speech, but solid enough to be evidence of the wrong the father in name had committed. But he didn't. He told me to keep them. That he wasn't going to forget his dad was an asshole this time. That he didn't need a recording to remind him. I think that Nico will want to keep the words. I think it will be of value to him. He has improved at hearing things unsaid and knowing that sound does not define significance. But he still prefers to know with the senses of the body, not unknow with the senses of the mind. So this will be helpful. He will believe it better if
oh,
he has...
Oh, my God, where have you been? I've been freaking out. Are you okay? Did something happen? Is that my tape recorder?
Hello, Nico.
Hi. Where were you? I was just about to call Holly, who would have 100% called the police.
I was helping. Have helped.
Helped? Helped with what?
The problem of will.
Thomas, what did you do?
I went to speak with him, Will's father in name. I lied. I did it badly. It is difficult to lie.
What did you lie about?
There were things he wanted. I told him I could provide them. It was not a good lie. Too much was promised, too little asked. He didn't listen. The problem would not have been solved if he had stopped and thought and asked. But he didn't. And so it is.
Wait, hang on. You talked to Mr. Sudsworth? You made a deal with him? Like a deal?
I offered.
Right. Okay, you offered him a deal. For what?
What he wanted.
Which is?
A way to attain the status he believes he deserves.
Which means... Actually, you know what? Never mind. He's not going to get whatever it is, so it doesn't actually matter. He's not going to get it, right?
Nico, I would not bargain with him. Even if he actually possessed something I desired, he is too... small.
Okay. Good. Great. So, you talked to him, and then, what, talked to Will? He's okay, right? I was just getting ready to go back over there. He's not hungry or anything. That is my tape recorder, isn't it?
He is good. He is not good. But he will be good later.
What? Yeah. Good. Not good, but...
good.
Yeah. So, I guess I should head back over and talk to him? It's probably okay to unkidnap him or whatever, right? I should ask the moms if he can stay here. He's probably not going to want to go back to his house, or would that be weird and, like, invasive or something? I'd feel better if he stayed here because of, you know, everything, but he might not want to. But it might not be safe for him to be alone. It might not be safe for him to go home either. What did you tell his dad? He's not going to, I don't know, come after you or something when he finds out you aren't going to do whatever you said you were. Thomas? Oh my God. Stay here, Thomas. We're talking about important stuff. You can't just leave.
It is not important.
Yes, it is.
It isn't.
It's pretty important. Why isn't it important?
Because it's been solved. The problem of Will.
How has it been solved?
He is gone.
What?
Will has left. Is leaving. Arcadia.
No, that's what I said.
That is not an appropriate response.
No! That doesn't fit. No! I... Okay, look. No, Will... Will can't just leave without talking to anyone or explaining anything. Or apologizing for being awful for months.
Exactly.
So you will prevent him from going?
No.
What?
We're not going to stop him. We're just...
gonna go talk to him. Make sure he's okay and no one's forcing him to do anything, I guess.
Yeah, right. I mean, where does he think he's gonna go anyway? And how? Does he have a car? Does he even have his license? And what about money? Don't you have to be 18 to get a job without your parents' permission? Oh God, he's not gonna mind control people into giving him stuff, is he? We can't just make him someone else's problem.
I don't... no.
Which is why we're going to go talk to him. Right, Leah?
Right, exactly.
He's not planning on mind-controlling people, right?
No.
How do you know?
He is leaving Arcadia.
So?
So he'll be outside of their sphere of influence.
Yes.
Wait, so if leaving Arcadia means the power they gave you doesn't work anymore, do you get back what you paid for it? Or do you just not have to do whatever you were supposed to do for them anymore? And what about Ilfig's? If Ellen had just, I don't know, moved to Topeka or something, would the purchaser just vanish? Or would he get stuck here without a body? Could you just make a bargain, get whatever you wanted, and then take off with it without paying? And then they couldn't do anything about it because you're outside of their control? Because that seems like a pretty big loophole. That's something else we're going to have to ask her, isn't it? I'll add it to the list.
Come on, what are we waiting for? Let's go talk to Will.
Smash cut, black screen. Over black, roll credits. Nico McCleary is played by M. German. Will Sudsworth is played by Thomas Fleming. Thomas Falconer is played by Cale Brown. Leah Webster is played by Kaylin. Arcadia, California is a production of Law of Names Media. It is written and directed by Lee Seguente and edited by Eric Seguente. You can find more information about the show, its cast, and crew at arcadiacalifornia.lawofnames.com or join us on Discord at discord.lawofnames.com. Fade out.